Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, lift up your voice when they say, come on now. He's been good to you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
heavenly abode, God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have joined, hallelujah, the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. We have a time today. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches Byrd and the congregation. Now, somebody say amen up in there. Hallelujah. We are on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is, for some of us, this is our second service. For some of us, this is the third service of the day. I tell you, we've been praising the Lord all day long. Glory to God. But we thank God because he's still on the throne. Thank God he's still in control. Hallelujah. If you put yourself in God's hand, hallelujah, in Christ's hand, I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, will lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Oh, bless God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before we go any further, I'd like to have Pastor Peaches, if he would, share our daily suggestion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Our housekeeping suggestion. On today.
Hallelujah.
And you notice I'm out of breath. Might be out of words. I don't know, but glory to God.
Never.
Praise God. Let me pass the peace.
Hallelujah. So you got your Bible, your composition, notebook. Hallelujah. Your pencils, your paper, your highlighters. Hallelujah. If the pastor has some scriptures, not a boatload, but still a lot of scriptures, for you to write, you may want to have something to write down to take notes. Hallelujah. Even to write down whatever God may drop in your spirit at the time. He may give you a revelation of scripture. Right while we are in service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you won't want to forget whatever he tells you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and redo your alarm for 7 o'clock in the morning for morning worship. Hallelujah, mark your calendars. Hallelujah, for the fourth Sunday service.
Which is
hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. And Pastor Maxine Lee will be our guest speaker, and afterwards we're going to have a natural meal served free of charge. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Women's and Men's Fellowship on this past Friday. One of the people that was speaking in the Women's Fellowship was Pastor Maxine Lee, so you can come out and see and hear her. Hallelujah. Lies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, this month has a fifth Sunday, and that is the month, the Sunday that you minister to the family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't wait till the Sunday comes before you think about what you're going to do with the family. Hallelujah. Fire up the grill. Take out the grill. Hallelujah. Go buy the charcoal and the steaks and the hamburgers or whatever. Go buy some games. Have family game Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Invite your family over, whatever. So we're going to have a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Don't forget, visit the ministry's website.
Hallelujah.
RYMMI.org and look and see what the ministry is all about. Hallelujah. And thank you for all your cards and condolences.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. That you sent our way, and please continue to keep the family in prayer. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. And praise the Lord. And
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I think Pastor, did it was Pastor Peaches get that one?
I think she did.
Come on. Hallelujah. I think she was a second to say, we have a time when we come to church, y'all. We're getting ready to put people's names up to the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up, hallelujah, remember them. But before, we're going to give you time to get those names in your mind. And right now, I want you to just raise your hand and pass the picture. Look and see whose hand go up first. There are five levels of knowledge. If you know the five levels of knowledge in the order that has been given, raise your hand. Pastor Pitt, you got to look closer. See whose hand went up. No. No. Okay, let me just show you this. Let me put it no. Okay, y'all don't win this time. The five levels of knowledge. Learned knowledge, that's information. Revealed knowledge, that's revelation. Hallelujah. Activity knowledge, that's doing the thing. Modeling knowledge, that's finding a mentor, that's doing what they do. As long as they follow Christ, you follow them. And then teaching knowledge, getting the information enough so you can teach that knowledge. Learned knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Revealed knowledge.
Yes.
Activity knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Modeling knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your notes.
Amen.
Be ye also ready. Mm-hmm. You know not the day nor the hour when Pastor Bird throw something at you. Hallelujah. Because this is not, this ain't no show.
Amen.
This is class. This is good. So you are being matured in the spirit for the work of the ministry.
Hallelujah.
To edify the body of Christ. And you can't do that if you don't know this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We also have an ordination service coming up. I don't know if you want to.
Oh, yes. We do have an ordination service. Next Sunday, it's going to be part of what we're doing next Sunday. Several people will be ordained.
Hallelujah.
So join us for that. It's going to be awesome. Because these are the first ordained folk in the Renewing Your Mind Ministries organization. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you to come and join us. Now, of course, we have the birthday corner next week as well.
Yes.
And the celebration, because we're going to have a party after service. We're going to serve some food. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's a double celebration on next Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord.
Jesus Lord.
Bless you, sis.
We're going to have to get some bags of jelly beans. We're
going to
throw some bags of jelly beans.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. And right now, start thinking about the people you want to put up into the atmosphere of blessings. Because, of course, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And you want your family, your loved ones, to be placed in the position to receive the blessings, the signs and wonders and miracles. And there's some folks that you may consider your enemies. They need Jesus. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It might be a boss in a job. Might be a neighbor. Might even be a relative. Glory to God. That's why you hear me say, in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives. So just get your names ready as we queue up the selection, the prayer. We want you to be thinking about it. Seriously think about it, because somebody prayed for you. They had you on their mind. They even took the time to mention your name to God in prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we do the same thing for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Oh, give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Siri, play the prayer.
Thank you, Father.
Hey, Siri, play the prayer. Pastor, teach us first.
Hallelujah.
Sister
Thank you, Lord.
Salvation and glory.
glory. Hallelujah.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
At the end of this election, you will hear the voice of the pastor, teacher's board, with the pastor's corner. Hallelujah.
Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody.
Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Take it across for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. For the Lord our God. He is wonderful. Where the alto? Come on, alto. All praises. To the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, with the voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power. He is wonderful. Everybody, everybody, come on. Come on, tonight. Make it glorious, make it glorious.
Hallelujah, God is worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What do you do with your spare time? Hallelujah. Is it all given to social media? Hallelujah. Is all of your spare time given to Facebook to see what your family members are doing and see who sent you an invite? And because now they don't have to send a lot of people don't send invitations through the mail. They send you invites through Facebook and whatever. How do they do that? I mean, I've gotten invites and didn't even know what I got invites in or it was out there because it was on so social media, and that's not something that I spend a lot of time on. Hallelujah. Do you spend a lot of time in front of the television? Hallelujah. It's, a lot of times that's a stealer, a thief, a time thief. Hallelujah. Because once a commercial comes on, you say, ooh, let me go put a load in a clothes in the washing machine. Let me go start dinner. Let me go snap the beans. Let me go do this. Let me go run and see what I can do. Do we spend a lot of time talking on the telephone? What are we saying when we're talking? It's one thing to call someone and encourage them in the Lord and say, hey, I'm just calling to check on you. How you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? Let me say a word of prayer with you. I know, that's one thing. But, girl, did you hear what's going on at that place that we just left? Let me run it down to you. You know, so-and-so, they walked so-and-so to the door. You know what? They gave us a hard time. When we were, you know what? I'm so glad she going there, and then she getting what she deserved. And it's like, you know, what are we saying on the phone? What are we talking about? You know, but are we giving our time in the Word of God? Hallelujah. Don't you know you can read the Word of God and you just feel so, get so full on the inside that you don't want to put it down.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, it's good to give time to the Word because what you feed your spirit in good times is what's going to feed you when something's coming to you from the right, the left, in front, and back. I remember a commercial, the lady was standing there, and the bell barking, and the cow meowing, and the doorbell ringing, and the children running crazy, and she said, cow, don't take me away. And life can feel like that. I'm serious, life can feel like that. Hallelujah. But if we are feasting our spirit with the Word of God and building ourselves up and spending time in prayer, praying in the Spirit, hallelujah. The Lord knows what's in your spirit, and it's going to fight, and he's going to build you up because you don't know what's going to come down the pipe, and you will need his strength. Some things can happen in life to make you buckle at your knees, but you, if you have been building your spirit up with the Word of God, building yourself up, hallelujah, not spending your every free moment on with the social media. I'm not down in these things. Spending the time with the television, there has to be a balance in all things. Running the streets, standing on the corner, on the phone, doing things that's not profitable to God. You're going to feel it. When those times come, when you need a couple of extra dollars to make a bill, you bill maybe $200 and you only got $150, you say, okay, God. Can you please tell Sister So-and-so to give me the $50 I loan her? Or you say, Father God, I bless your name at all times. Lord, your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, you said that no good thing with you is holding from me that walketh upright before you. Lord God, I'm walking upright. Lord God, the Psalms 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Lord God, you say you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. Lord God, you said you would give me the desires of my heart. Hallelujah. Lord, you said not to owe any man but to love him. Hallelujah. When times are, and sometimes having not having it all for a bill can be traumatic to some people. they can recognize, especially if it's, you know, if someone is dead alone and the person that, and it's just a rent, if you rent in a room and you know the landlord, let's say, your rent was due yesterday. And you say, can you give me a little bit more time? That can be traumatic. It takes a nerve through something. You know, but if we have spent time in the Word of God. And don't you know, you can be in the Word of God so that it just fills you up on the inside. You can be so full, and it just tastes so good to you that you just want to spend more and more and more time because it's just so good. That you won't even want to, you wouldn't want to stop to go fix a meal, to go fix a dinner. Hallelujah. But when tribulation is coming, when trials come, and when somebody gives you that phone call, that unexpected phone call, and you're wondering, like, sometimes the natural man will kick in, and it'll jolt you, and you almost go in shock. But when you have the Word of God there, the Word of God that you've been standing on and been building yourself up, and the peace of God will surround you, the peace of God that passes all understanding, hallelujah, and it will guard your mind, and especially when you get up every morning, you're putting on the armor of God. And it's so good to do that because you don't know what's going to come. You don't know what's going to hit you. You don't know what arrow is going to come to. But when you get up in the morning, I shout my feet with preparation and gospel peace. Great by my loins to cheat. Time to breast of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of spirit, which is the Word of God. You go dressing yourself up in the Word of God early in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God will bless you to be able to observe. That armor will be able to absorb those shocks that's because he knows, first of all, God's already in the future. He knows what's going to come. And he knows how to allow that armor to absorb those shocks, just like the shock absorbers on the car. If you need shocks on your vehicle, every little pothole, every little rock or divot or whatever you look, it's going to rumble, 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 rumble. And the wheels are going, and the car is going to be shaking. And this and that, and you got groceries in on the back seat, and you run through potholes and stuff. The things are stuff be falling and shaking. You're like, what is going on? It's just like you got a bag of something, and you're just shaking up the bag. But hallelujah, when you have the Word of God, and He is a shock absorber, and you be wondering, Lord, how in the world did I make it through this? How did I make it through this? My soul looks back and wonders how I made over. But only Jesus. Only Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll be that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He'll be that friend that walks with you at nighttime when you walk on the floor and you're praying for your children. You're praying for the finances to come in. You're praying for that loved one because you know it's not doing right. He'll be that friend to stick up closer. He will wipe the tears from your eyes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He will lift the burdens from your heart. Hallelujah. He'll let you know, I'm with you, daughter. I'm with you. Hallelujah. Through the thick, he's not like a fair-weather friend. When your back is against the wall and somebody about to hit you and knock your life out and you're looking for your cut buddy and say, yeah, man, I'll be with you. Uh-huh. You ever come up against that turkey, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to help you fight. And, okay, that turkey got you up against the wall, got you in the corner. Are you looking for your friend that's supposed to be able to fight with you? And you there all by yourself. And you want to say, oh, my goodness, where's my friend that said he's going to help me out? But Jesus. Jesus said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He'll be that friend that's sticking closer than him, brother. Hallelujah. And if you just whisper the name of Jesus, if you just whisper the name of Jesus, hallelujah, no matter day or night, hallelujah, noontime, if you're walking by yourself or walking with a friend, Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a name you can whisper, and he'll always be there. He'll always comfort, lead, and guide. And he'll always bless you. He'll always give you what you need. He said, before you even pray, I'll answer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He'll answer you before we even pray the prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Saints of God, trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless his name at all times. Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What is continually? At all times. Continue. No stopping. All the time. All the time. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you're driving, you see the near misses and the accidents almost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for sparing me. Hallelujah, Lord. I bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Be blessed, saints of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bring it on, Pastor. Bring it on.
I ain't gonna mess with you. Cause see, you can't handle this. Well, let me leave that alone. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Well, I've been around for 26 years. That's
26. Oh, that's right. Y'all, our anniversary, wedding anniversary is on Wednesday, by the way.
Oh, wow.
26 years. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Pastor Peach's birthday is on the 30th of this month.
Wow.
And glory to God. Let's see. My mother-in-law was still alive. She would have been 100 years old on the 12th. That just passed.
Amen.
On Thursday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's been a very eventful month. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We had a grandson to graduate from college.
Amen.
He was on a full scholarship, and he graduated from college.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So time flies. Hallelujah. And then we had the homegoing service, and it was a good service. And we thank God for those who came out to the viewing and came out to this service. Hallelujah. We had a celebration of life and love, and we thank God and excellence, and we thank God for all of that. Hallelujah. And I just want to share with all of you my heartfelt thanks for everything. .. You feeling it? What's that? An ellipsis? Is that what it is, Brother Teacher? .. An ellipsis?
Et cetera.
In other words, fill in the blanks. That's what I'm trying to say.
Hallelujah.
For whatever you did, thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 All right. Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting ready. I was thinking about something else to ask. But I'm gonna ask, what time is it?
Yes.
Thanks. Stick to the script.
Come in, John.
Okay. I thought she was gonna say howdy do. Hallelujah, glory to God. Some of you say, who in the world is howdy duty? That means you're under the age of 50. If you don't know howdy duty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was a puppet. And that's what he would say. Howdy duty,
really?
God. And someone would say, Buffalo Bob sister, what time is it? And somebody would say, howdy duty time. That's right.
And then the song
would start. That's right. And I forgot the song.
It's howdy duty time.
Oh, that's right. It's howdy duty time. I don't know what the other words are, but it's howdy duty time. But guess what? This time, what we're dealing with now is communion time. And you think we're not making fun of this time. We are putting an asterisk behind it in front of it. We're putting a line under what we're doing. Because this is the meal that heals.
Oh, yes.
It's the meal that preserves life, revives life. It is an awesome opportunity to receive the confirmation meal of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High God. And so we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We ask that you have blessed, anointed, sanctified the elements in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and 30. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says in that text, examine yourselves. And since we were children, when it came time to Holy Communion, we were asked to look at ourselves and see, you know, something's not right, and we would ask God for forgiveness, and it's a good thing to do any time. Hallelujah. But also, it's a time for us to understand the magnitude of what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your covenant name, Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, the word of the Lord says in the text today to examine yourselves. And now we comprehend, we put it away, we do understand, Lord Jesus, what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless your name today. Now, in the text today, the word of the Lord says, hallelujah, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, how to drink and take the communion unworthily is not to realize the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we do that. We do that because he's helped us do it in his word. Isaiah 53 and 5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood, Lord. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, and Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And through his blood, our sins are forgiven.
Thank you,
Jesus. And I'm just going to take a minute for you to just meditate and ruminate and saute that thought as I find the song that I want to play in the background.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you for your healing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we stand in proxy for other people, Lord God. Hallelujah. Other people that need healing, Lord God. Other people that need salvation, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for dying on the cross for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the 39 stripes you took on your back for us, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Oh, we praise you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Siri, play the communion medley. Hey, Siri. Play the communion medley.
In remembrance, we look at him as our night. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life then. You and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17. You will not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back to us, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, O God.
The same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given up that bread, he said, Lord, he was walking in the car, just five miles. He was focusing. Do this and remember so we can be together. Yes, we do.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Isaiah 61:1-3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we live. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The auditory system, the cardiovascular system, the insulin system, the telephone system, the circulatory system. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. Hallelujah, Lord God in Jesus' name. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is a part of your children. We thank you, Lord, for our healing right now. Oh, bless you, God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Let the weak say they're strong. Let the sick say they're healed. In Jesus' name. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup. And when he was given thanks, we thank you for the Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. My new inheritance, my new blessing, my new gift I'm giving to you, that I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Awesome God.
Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Communion medley.
Thank you, Jesus.
What else y'all call it up for you? Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake us. When I see the blood, oh, we thank you for the blood today. Shakara de Leon, Shakara de Leon. We thank you for the blood, oh. Your word says that Isaiah 43:26. Bring you into remembrance. And we do just that. Thank you for the blood, Lord. You said it, Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for the blood of Lord Jesus Christ covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we break the chains, we walk and talk. As we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, kicks and bottling, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, but brings to naught, erases, eliminates, utterly destroys, every case of us in our family, every star, every heck, every blessing. We call on the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every case of disaster in our family, every star, every heck, every blessing. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, rips, nullifies, brings to nil, makes an offense, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every curse, every ungodly soul tie. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Oh, we bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we can boldly share our family daily confession with attitude. We speak to every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, reign, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts for the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him was able to keep us from falling, and the will of God was before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1:24-25. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. Oh, blessed be God. She just snuck away. Hallelujah. I need to ask you a quick question. Hallelujah. I need to ask you a question.
What's your question,
Sam? Oh, what is cowhide used for? Holy cow, the brother. Oh, absolutely correct. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I ask you another question?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it going to cost me?
It maybe might cost you me, maybe cost you later.
All right. Look at your man there now. Hallelujah. What time is it, Jesus?
Come up in the way, Pastor Bailey.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use it for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, save, fill with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let hallelujah go to God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Satan, Savior, you notice you're under our feet. We can say, get to behind us, Satan. We curse you, so we command you to be bound in Jesus' name. That's it. Hallelujah. And Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've been on a teaching. This is part four. Hallelujah. The teaching about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we want you to understand again. I need to say this because a lot of people misconstrued this. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are operated by the Holy Spirit. And they're not the same as the gifts that you received when you were born into this dispensation. Hallelujah. Because those gifts are operated by yours truly, you. You know, God put gifts in you, like he'll put a gift in you playing the piano. Or put a gift in you by singing or speaking or writing or playing the guitar or whatever. That's your gift.
Yeah.
You control the horizontal and the vertical. You cross the T's and dot the I's. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are operated by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to first, in fact, Pastor Peaches, can you read the scriptures for today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The addresses. Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 12:1-31.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 12:9-10a.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 1:19.
Mm-hmm.
John 2:1. Exodus 14:16-21-22. 2 Kings 2:8, Matthew 14:13, Galatians 5:22-23.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We got to find out. We got to send out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord bless the Lord. I say we spoke on the ball, hallelujah. In this camp. I thank God for you. Now in the scripture, in 1 Corinthians the 12th chapter, it talks about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those nine gifts are divided into three groups each. Hallelujah. You have the revelation gifts. Hallelujah. The revelation gifts say something. That's the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, and discernment of spirits. And we talked about that already. And now, hallelujah, we're going to begin another group of gifts. These are the power gifts. The power gifts do something. Hallelujah. Go with God. The gifts of healing, the working of miracles, and faith. You didn't know that was a power gift, did y'all? Hallelujah. Then we have the inspiration gifts. Hallelujah. Inspiration gifts say something. And that's prophecy, various kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues.
Mm-hmm.
But this is part four, and we're dealing with the power gifts on
there
today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Now, why are we dealing with this? Is this just for people in school and seminary, or is this just for the preachers and the teachers, the baker and the candlestick maker? No. The first scriptures.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. 12:1.
Okay. So let's stop right there for a second. Who's the brethren? That's us. We are part of the brethren. And they didn't have sisterin at that time. But we could say it now, brethren and the sisterin. Whatever. Everybody in the body of Christ. That's who they're talking about. All right, now read 31 for us.
But covet earnestly the best gift.
Stop right there. Why? They don't want you ignorant, but they want you to have a gift. God doesn't want you ignorant. Plus, he don't want you. He wants you to desire the best gifts. One day we'll talk about which one's the best gift. I can tell you right now, all of it. Follow me, but anyway, go ahead and read the rest of that.
And yet show I unto you a more excellent way.
Hallelujah. That's the Holy Spirit. And see, this Corinthians is one of the Pauline epistles.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the other folk, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they learned from Jesus about Paul came after Christ's resurrection and ascension. He learned via the Holy Spirit. That's the same teacher that we have. All right. So the first gift, read the next scripture because I'm going to.
1 Corinthians 12:9 says, to another faith by the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To another the gifts of healing by the same
mm-hmm.
Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To another the working of miracles.
Okay. You can stop there. Those are the power gifts. Now, you need to understand there's natural faith and there's supernatural faith. See, natural faith is I'm going to sleep and the sun's going to rise tomorrow. So I'm going to go out to my car and my car's going to start. Because you know in Romans 12:3, it says God has given us all. Us, talking about everybody on this earth in the earth suit, the measure of faith. This faith is not talking about this. This is not that kind of faith. This is supernatural faith. Another word for this faith is crazy faith.
Amen.
Some examples of that is that you got 5,000 people plus who are hungry. And Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He said, Lord, he blessed the food. And said, okay, disciples, y'all, and seat the people in groups of 50 or whatever he said. And then y'all pass out the food. And it said 5,000 plus. They said 5,000 men, didn't count the women and children. So a lot of times they didn't do that. So it might have been 7,000. It might have been 8,000. But they had 12 bags of what was left. That's why we know God doesn't lose anything. They collected it. They ain't throwing the trash can. He had, how many disciples did he have at this time? 12. How many baskets were there?
12.
That's right. They got to take a basket home. Hallelujah. You know, so praise God. That's just one example of crazy faith. Go ahead. Give me another scripture because I've got to show a couple
Isaiah
more.
Isaiah 1:19.
If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
See, if you are willing to have the Holy Spirit move through you, this is gifts and obedience. Obedience to what? Obedience to the word of God. He's going to bless you.
Amen.
all the extra stuff he going to give you in the land. That's deep. We could preach a whole sermon on just that part. We would eat the fat of the land. We could preach 2 hours and 45 minutes on just that part.
Glory to God.
But go ahead and give another scripture. Cause
on the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan. And the mother of Jesus was there.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And though Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine.
Go ahead.
And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not come.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's not yet come.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.
Okay, stop there. This is the first miracle Jesus performed. Give that scripture again.
This is John 2:1.
It's important for you to understand that the gifts of the Spirit usually operate in tandem. It's just not one. It may be two or three working together. So not only was there a prophetic word flowing here, not only was it a word of wisdom, but it was a word of knowledge. And then it was a working of a miracle. But faith was involved, supernatural faith. We ain't got no wine. We just got to fill up the vats full of water. Jesus displayed supernatural faith. So I'm going to do something with that. Put the water in the keg.
Mm.
And we know the rest of the story. Folks said, boy, this is better wine than all the other. But you said, usually people serve the best wine first and then the worst wine at the end. Because it's because folks are drunk. They can't tell. But this is good wine. Because it was made by the faith and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Exodus 14:16.
Come on now.
Says, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea.
See, there are two miracles, there are two gifts of the Holy Spirit here. One is that Moses had faith to believe that it's going to work. You know, you're out there, you've got 3 million people or 2 million people, I don't know how many people were behind you, and you said, because you already told them, in fact, this scripture talks about to put your hand over the water and the water's going to divide. But it didn't just do it then. Go ahead.
And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong wind all that night and made the sea dry land and the waters were divided.
Stop there. Look here. You Moses, and you heard these words, and look here, just step that that came above the water and the water can divide. You ain't never seen that before in your life. Well, it's going to take not natural faith to deal with that. You know that, right?
Amen.
It's going to take some supernatural faith. Well, you know, he had no doubt.
Mm-mm.
You know, with some of y'all, God told you something like that, you'd be looking around. I said, when did they think if this don't work? he didn't think that way. Go ahead, read some more here.
And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. That's deep.
Glory to God.
But that's supernatural. Crazy faith.
Amen, amen, amen.
So when they talk about power gifts, crazy faith is a power gift. Supernatural faith is a power gift. Does it do something? So, you know, we used to sing this song, climbing up the mountain. Oh, boy, we could shout. But I didn't mean this. And we didn't realize, what you wasting time. Why don't you just tell that mountain to get up and go somewhere?
Amen.
Well, we didn't know that. We didn't have that intimation. Grandma said. Mm. Hallelujah. But it takes faith to do that.
Yes.
Because you go out there and you see that mountain, and y'all stuck, and the enemy's behind you, and enemy to the left and to the right. And you got to get away from him.
Amen.
You talk to that mountain. Get up and get to stepping. And you say it real loud so everybody can hear you. That's when you know with supernatural faith.
Amen.
Because some of y'all type you, Lord, can you? Because you don't want nobody to hear you, because you don't want to be embarrassed when it don't happen.
Amen.
You destroy the whole thing. You mess yourself up. I boldly say, get up off that sick bed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Shout on the workshop, call the Lord. Read another scripture. We're going to finish with this, Lord.
Hallelujah. 2 Kings 2:8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground.
Whew. So you know it's another one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Walk over on dry ground.
That's right.
And then we got over there, then the chariot came and got Elijah. And Elijah's coat fell down, and Elisha picked it up, and he rolled it up.
Hallelujah.
And he went over and smoked it, and the water opened up again. And he walked back where he came from. But Elijah wasn't with him because the oil went on with the chariots. But faith was involved, miracles were, like I said, you've got to understand it, that the gifts of the Spirit, they work in groups. They don't work one, because a lot of people, we want to put a box here and a box there, this is and that. They work in tandem. They work together. Sometimes it's two, sometimes it's three. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read another scripture.
Matthew 14:13.
People are just eager in here. Isn't that wonderful? We're going to have Pastor Peaches read it this time.
Matthew 14:13. When Jesus heard of it, he parted thence by sea into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them.
Mm-hmm.
And he healed the sick.
He healed the sick. And see, that's talking about miracles.
Hallelujah.
Faith working in miracles. Holy, these supernatural manifestation that goes against nature. So, is there a book back there at all? We have a book, like maybe a composition notebook. Anybody got one?
What
you're using? Okay, I want you to hold it up in the air.
Okay.
Now drop it. Okay, it went down, didn't it?
Yes.
Now if it went up, what would that be? Supernatural.
Amen.
Above nature, against nature.
Amen.
That's not an ordinary thing.
That's
not like when you leave here, you go and put the key in the ignition, the car starts. That's faith, but that's like natural faith.
Yes.
But this kind of faith, like I said, with miracles too, you drop that book instead of going down and goes up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at your faith.
Yeah.
Okay, hallelujah. I'm gonna skip this. Okay, go ahead, another scripture.
Galatians 5:22-23.
Okay.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
Now let me explain this real carefully. There's nothing you can do to earn the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
But you can make yourself available to the Holy Spirit. And the way you do that, number one, is to get saved. Because these gifts don't go to folks that ain't saved.
Right.
Okay. And number two, hallelujah, you make yourself available as having the character of Christ. That is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And make yourself available to be used of God.
We
don't control the gifts of the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit gives you unction. It will it's time for this or that. I was sitting on a Friday, day and night at Downsville, and something told me, impressed upon me. So I didn't know what it was, but it said that somebody was sitting in this service, a young person, who was going to commit suicide. And they were troubled, and they were going to end their life. And I wanted to say something, because I wasn't a member of Dowser at the time. I was a member of Word and Faith at the time, but I went over to the service. But I didn't do it. But the Holy Ghost said, look here, I need somebody to put this thing out. Because I don't want this I got too much for this child to do to have her in her life. I didn't get up. But guess what? The Holy Spirit moved on her herself to get up and said, I was going to take my life. And everything that was revealed to me, she shared. And that let me know that the gifts of the Holy Spirit was working in me. But I was not obedient. I quenched the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm a little wiser now. So if you ever hear me talking and all of a sudden I stop and I share something, and that's not what he was talking about. Why is he sharing that? Of an unction by the Holy Spirit, an impression, a nudging by the Spirit to share something.
Hallelujah.
And that's happened to you in your life. It's happened to you somewhere along the line. When you ask God to come into your life, somewhere along the line, a gift of the Holy Spirit has revealed itself to you. You didn't know what it was. But I'll tell you, you find out, you think about what's happened and the impressions you got and all that kind of stuff, and you say, oh, that was the gift of such and such working in my life. Lord, I ask that you would reveal it more to me so I can have confidence and be able to do it more and more and more until comfortable and being used by you.
Hallelujah.
I know this is a deep dive, and y'all ain't going to be shouting and running over troops or whatever, but
good
I
way.
Want you to understand what's going on in your body. Now, miracles, you can understand that. Now, there's only one gift of the nine gifts. There's only one gift that is a plural. Gifts of healings. Gifts of healings.
Amen.
What does that mean? There are some people who have the gifts of healing concerning cancer. That's their gift. They can't deal with rheumatoid arthritis. They can't deal with diabetes, but they still will deal with cancers. And they can speak and touch and pray, and cancers disappear,
glory
and
God.
Cancers dissolve.
Glory to God.
Gifts, plural,
of
healings, plural. There are some folk in the body of Christ that are priorly anointed by the Holy Ghost to deal with depression. And they speak to that spirit of depression. They touch it from the root. Command to be bound in Jesus' name. They evict it, and guess what?
It goes.
Now, that some folks say, well, nobody can have all nine gifts of the Spirit. That's not true. The Holy Spirit operates, so if you can't tell the Holy Spirit what he's going to do,
amen.
If you want to give somebody at a particular time all nine gifts and have them all used, then use it at the same time, glory to God. That's up to the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
But well, if all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit in the church, we don't need preachers, do we? Yes, you do.
Yeah.
It's all part of the body. That's like the eye saying, well, I don't need to hear because I'm the eye. I see all. Oh. Or it's a foot. Say, well, I don't need the rest of the body because I'm the foot. Lord, what kind of mess is that? The body is many members, but they're all one.
Amen.
So the gifts of the Spirit are reflected. Yeah. Again.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Crazy faith. Super, putting the super on the natural.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Gifts of healing. Gifts of healing. Now, let me just share this little tidbit. There are four ways that you can get healed. The some folks think the only way to get healed is James, what's that? What are we going to book? 5:14. Call for the elders of the church and the Pharisees save the sick. That's just one of four. The first way to get healed is to find the scripture that talks about what you're going through and wrap your Holy Ghost filled arms around that scripture and say it any day and night, saying until it's coming out your ears. Then there's the prayer of agreement. Find somebody who got faith. Don't find somebody that don't even have faith for the next meal and get them to pray with you. 100 times 0 is what?
Zero.
1,000 times 0 is what?
Zero.
You ain't gonna be healed by calling somebody that ain't got no faith. You find somebody who got faith. You done seen them and you know them by the truth. Hallelujah. And that's a two touching agree. That's when that's it. That's the second way. First way, find the scripture. Hook yourself to that scripture. Second way, pray of agreement. Third way is go to the elders of the church in the prayer of faith and save the sick. And the fourth way is find that Holy Ghost Spirit tongue talking, fire baptized instrument of the Holy Ghost that has the gifts of the healing in the area in which you need healing. And pop yourself right there and say, look here. I heard that God's been moving through you. And they're righteous. They say, well, look here. I don't operate this. God operates this. I'll pray for you, though. And when he prays for you, or she prays for you, that thing's going to move, or it's not going to move. But it's not because of him. It's because of the Holy Spirit. It's not because he don't operate it. Now, faith is the fuel that will generate healing. Somebody's faith will generate some healing.
Hallelujah.
You get the elders of the church and all of them sneezing and coughing, and they come up, one's on a cane, one's in a wheelchair, one's out on a swing, and one's got a cane. You might not want them elders to pray for you, at least for a condition that you have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, they may have the movement of the Spirit in another area, but, you know, I'll put it this way. I will pray for you about your sight, but I tell you, I would rather someone pray for you about your sight who has sight. You understand what I'm saying? Can I be for real with you?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Don't come up to me and you got a cane and you're going to pray that I see. Now, Jesus could see. In fact, he went down, he put a little spittle and went down and laid a little clay and put it on somebody's eye. And they were able to see. He told some other folks, you know, open your eyes. because Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, he said, all I want to do, I want to be able to see. And Jesus opened his eyes and he was able to see. But if Jesus came up with a seeing eye dog and was going to pray that you see, the faith extender that you needed may holler and run away. That was a good little music to what I just said. So we got to be real with this. You got live in the spirit. You got to be spiritually sensitive to stuff.
Amen.
Now I would pray that you know for anything that you want me to pray for, but if God is the healer.
So I
rely on him. Now God sees all and knows all. Now if he wants to heal someone's sight that I pray for, it's up to him.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Okay. Praise God. I just been told
Hallelujah.
That Hallelujah. The broadcast is over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank God.